Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're going to continue Koheles, and after we finish, there'll be a couple of minute break. We have to put that on over there, the mic. And then I'm going to deal the just for today for the first. Ultimate Suga? Very good, beautiful. Okay, Gevaldik. Scratch that. Okay. So one last knach in the first couple of Pesukim and Koheles, continuing with the theme that we started with Sukkos and Shlomo HaMelech and everything, is this last pasuk that connects it. The pasuk says, "V'zorach Hashem eshubo Hashemesh." Again, Shlomo HaMelech said, "Ma yisrin la'odim shi'amol tachas Hashemesh." What does a person gain by toiling with anything under the sun? Ma yisrin la'odim. And then he says, "V'zorach Hashem eshubo Hashemesh." The sun goes up and the sun goes down. So we know Chazal make a big ordeal out of this, because Chazal say, when Shlomo HaMelech says, "Ma yisrin la'odim shi'amol tachas Hashemesh," Shlomo HaMelech is telling us that you don't gain by toiling over anything that's under the sun, implying that you should toil with something that's beyond the sun. And that's Talmud Torah. Torah Avodah, that's what Shlomo is implying. How does this connect with V'zorach Hashem Eshubo Hashemesh? How does it connect with that? The sun goes up, the sun goes down, what's a shaychus? So the thought hit me, this goes back maybe 15 years ago, I got very excited then. The thought hit me that this vayter ties into Sukkos. Because again, we were working for a couple of days on the connection between Koheles and Sukkos. The Chazal say that we dafka read Koheles during Sukkos. We know on Sukkos, there's also a problem with the sun. Some of you are learning Maseches Sukkah now. Right? We know that on Sukkos also the sun is a problem. Here in Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech is saying, stay away from the sun. Stay away from anything under the sun. And we know by a sukkah, what's the most dangerous ingredient in the sukkah? Sun. Right? Chamsu mitzvah, so the ganze sukkah is possible. If you have more sun than shade in the sukkah, it's possible. The whole essence of a sukkah is shade. That's the essence of what a sukkah is. Right? In fact, we hold, Beis Shammai hold, every sukkah has to be built l'shem mitzvah sukkah. By Beis Shammai sheet. So Beis Shammai hold, if somebody build a sukkah shelo lishmo, he's not yoytze mitzvah sukkah in such a sukkah. Mamish, you need lishmo, like you make tefillin, say for Torah, you need to make sukkah lishmo. Beis Hillel say no, a sukkah doesn't have to be lishmo, he yoytze the mitzvah without it. L'chatchili, takashut, Yushalmi brings down this, in the rabbonon of lishmo, but you don't need, it's not ma'akev, but what's your ma'akev in the sukkah is l'shem tzel. That means the sukkah has to be made for the purpose of shade. And if it's not made for shade, it's no good. So the key element of what's a kosher sukkah is a sukkah that's made for shade. It's made to protect from the sun. And if you have more sun than shade, it's possible. And if you have more shade than sun, it's kosher. Not only that, what makes a sukkah possible is also totally in the sun. If you have a tree on top of the sukkah, if it's chamsa mitzilsa, it doesn't pass on the sukkah. If it's tzilsa mechamsa, it does pass on the sukkah. So everything is the sun. So for some reason, the sun is a major problem in the sukkah. You're not supposed to have sun in the sukkah. At the same time, the stars you're supposed to have in the sukkah. And that's why it's a very challenging thing. To make a proper sukkah, the sukkah has to be well protected from the sun, and yet the stars have to be seen. It's not so poshut. I remember when they first came up with the mats, so one of the objections that some people had, somewhat halachic objections, some felt that with the mats, you don't really see the stars. Like this one, you make schach with the bamboo. So you have places in the bamboo where you could see right through. The mats, it's so tightly connected, you don't see the koichov. I remember then there was one company that put out the mats that advertised nirim ha-koichov mitoich. You know, they made dafka space. You could see this. You could see the stars. But that's the halacha. Lamaisa, the Mishnah brings down in sukkah But the Yevet, the Sukkah is kosher, even if you can't see the stars. But l'chatchila, you're supposed to see the stars. So the question is, why is there such a mapecha, an halacha, that the sun, dafka, shouldn't be in, right? Dafka protect from the sun, and dafka, the stars, should yet be in the Sukkah. So what's the shine in that? What's the beer in that? So here's the thought that I had, and this mamish ties into the whole machshava that we were saying with Shlomo HaMelech, with the Torah, with the sun. It all ties into one idea. The Ben Ish Chai makes a beautiful observation about the sun. Stop. He says, we know all Gashmis is mesumel in the sun, under the sun. Well, what's the shaychus? So the Ben Ish Chai makes the following observation. He says, really, Gashmis, we're all competitors. We're all competitors. See, even though we know what Yena has, what you're supposed to get, you're going to get. That's true. But there is a little bit of a caveat. We're used to hearing that a lot, right? I told it to you many times, aside from the Chassidish Bali Machshava, some from the Bali Musa, that nobody's really taking anything from you. Whatever Hashem has planned for you, you're getting. Right? You're getting whatever. If you only have to be in camp for a week, you're going to get that. Right? Never again! Yeah? You're gonna get what you're supposed to get. Right? But the truth is, I'm gonna tell you now something, it's a controversial thing, but L'chayr Azoy state in the Ran. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah L'chayr tells us this. That there is competition. I'll tell you what the competition is. The one mission in Rosh Hashanah says that when Rosh Hashanah comes, the whole world is judged. Right? Exactly. Mi yichye, mi yomus, mi bikitzay, mi lebikitzay. The whole ma'isa adam, everything that's going to be with you this year is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Then you have Aseres Mechuvah, then you have the Chassim on Yom Kippur. Everything, right? So that's one Mishnah. That's one Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Then there's another Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. It says, the world is judged in four periods of the year. And over there it says clearly, B'chag alamayim. Right? You have Atzeres, you have Tfuah, you have Peres Elon, you have Shavuos. All of a sudden you see there are different times of the year that we're being judged for different things. So how could be Rosh Hashanah, everything is judged? It's not my kasha. It's the Ran's kasha. How's they fracked around? Listen to the Ran's teretz. Unbelievable chiddush the Ran says. The Ran says, on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem paskins how much you're going to get from this world. You're going to get this 0.0008 of this world. But how much is going to be in the world? How much shefa will be in the world? Zok the Ran, okay? Rosh Hashanah, on Pesach is how much tefuah there'll be. On Sukkot is how much water there'll be. So it comes out that your parnasa is still up for grabs. You follow? Because all that was paskin on Rosh Hashanah, that's like two business partners, Lahavdil, sitting down, and they make a decision, okay, how much of the business do you own, how much of the business do I own? We still don't know how much we're going to get. Depends how much the business generates. Right? So we can make a decision on percentages. But how much I'll actually get depends how much the business generates. So I'm getting 10%. 10% of what? If the business makes $1 million, I get 100 grand. Right? If the business makes $100,000, I'm only making $10,000. So I don't know what's going to... Zok Teran, the Rebbeinu Shlom Paskin Rosh Hashanah, what chelik you're going to get from this world? How much is the world going to produce? So... There's different times of the year. You heard the Chiddush? Reb Shalom Yosef, if you look relaxed here, you hear the Chiddush? So Mamish Mavel al Arayin. Mavel al Arayin. What's Zok Tochan here? It's a shakal smitikot. It's an unbelievable Chiddush. So that whole idea that we're non-competitors is not 100% such a... It's a little bit overstated. It's a little bit overstated. There's also Medrash Tanchumeh. That says a similar thing. The Medrash Tanchuma says, "Kishezek kom zeh noifel." That means Yes, this world is a world of competition. Hashem gives a certain amount to the world. So to a certain degree, yes, it's spread out. Lahavu Bernie Sanders style, right? It's spread out. Yeah, we take the when this guy gets it, it could come out of somebody else's cheshbon. Yeah. Says the Ben Ish Chai, that's only by Gashmias. By Gashmias, Hashem decides how much Gashmias is going to be in the world, and Hashem decides how to disperse it. He decides what he's going to get, what he's going to get. Hashem decides. True. But by Ruchnias, it doesn't work that way. In Ruchnias, there's no competition. What does that mean? You and I could compete 100%. But because Shui is learning another 10 blots, that's not taking nothing away from me. So Shui, go do another 10 blot. I'm asking. He's not taking 10 blot away from me. If he learns 10 blot, he doesn't look at 10 blot. Right? So in Ruchnias, we all build. I build, you build. Actually, the Gemara says in Tainus, when we work together, we gain. The Gemara says, "Koyd v'orainu Hashem keish, my eish, just like by a fire, every piece of wood you throw in doesn't steal from the fire. It adds to the fire." So by Ruchnias, two people learn together, you're not taking from me. Right? We're giving. You jump into the pot, the fire gets bigger. That's the pshat, says the Ben Ish Chai. Kina Seifrim Tau B'chochma. He says, why is it that Kina Seifrim is healthy and Kinas Mammon is unhealthy? The pshat is very simple. Because any kind of jealousy that motivates you is good. Any kind of jealousy that depresses you is bad. Okay? So when you're jealous of somebody's money, that's not good. Because you're going to get what you're supposed to get. It's just going to eat you up. It's not jealousy that's going to lead to anything good. You're jealous that guy's rich and you're not. Okay, so that is, you're going to get what you're supposed to get. Your jealousy is not going to lead you to anywhere. It's just going to lead you to be miserable. I'm jealous that guy's a bigger Talmud Chacham. Learn! Shalom Yosef's not taking anything away from me. If I want, I could outsteig him. And there's nothing you can do about it. And then when I outsteig you, you can look at me and go, oh, you know what? Today Radinsky's learning better than me. I'm going to learn more than him. And I'm not taking from you. You're not taking from me. Adarabe. The name of that kinna, zot the Ben Ish Chai tar bechochma. That adds more wisdom. That motivates you. You become bigger from it. You become better from it. So jealousy, which actually stimulates and motivates you to get something more, that's great. I heard a very similar vote from Rabbi Yankov Zatzal. Because Rabbi Yankov once said, it's not only kinna seifer. It's kinna in any area that you can grow. That means even something lahavdil is not a ruchniyistic thing. But it's something that the other person is not having, something that you can't have. So you see somebody's in Meredith's shape. Where's Kirshner? Simcha's not here? I guess he's busy trying to get into shape. But anyway, when I say, you see a guy, he's in Meredith's shape. He's not Berid, but I was talking about the Chicho HaGodl. So when I say, you see somebody's in Meredith's shape, yeah? So now you say, I want to also work out and become healthier. Right? That's not that. Rabbi Yankov felt like that's not how Moitzias Adam and Oyla. Because that's the kind of kinna that can motivate you to do something for yourself. That's not the kinna that's no good. Loisachmoid base reyecho, loisachmoid eishes reyecho. That's loisachmoid. But a loisachmoid that you could actually have, it's in your power to have, it's in your domain. You're just using it to motivate you to do more with what you have. That's not a bad kinna. The Ben Ish Chai. Comes the Ben Ish Chai, he says that's what the sun symbolizes. The sun symbolizes Olam Hazeh because the sun is the ultimate shared creation. The whole world sees straight that the sun doesn't light up the whole world at the same time. When it's light over here, it's dark over there. Right now, I was just talking to my children in Eretz Yisrael. It's after Shkia over there. Over here it's mamish, it's light. Over there it's dark. Yeah? The sun doesn't light up the whole world at the same place. When it's light here, it's dark over there. Says the Ben Ish Chai, that's why all of Olam Hazes, Shlomo HaMelech says, compares to the sun, because it's Vizarach HaShemesh and Bo HaShemesh. Because in things under the sun, they're limited. What I have, you don't have. What you have, I don't have. We can compete. My Yisrael lo Adam Sheyamul Tachas HaShemesh. What does a person gain by toiling himself with something that's limited? Something that you're never going to get more than you're supposed to get. It's all under the sun. It's all limited. V'zorach HaShemesh Yibo HaShemesh. Ruchnius is not like that. Ruchnius, my Yisrael lo Adam, why toil with something that's limited? Get yourself into, a lot of times people say, I don't want to work for that company. Why? It's a dead-end street. What does it mean, it's a dead-end job? It means, where am I going with that job? I'm making $45,000? The ceiling there is $60,000. I'm not working there. I'm not working a place where my ceiling is $60,000. I don't want to work there. So it's a dead-end. Shlomo HaMelech is telling you, you're in a dead-end street. My Yisrael lo Adam Sheyamul Tachas HaShemesh. When your whole life is this world, is Gashmias, you're in a dead-end street. It's limited. There's that much shefa. There's that much that you're going to get. There's nothing. Mashenki lamala manashe. The ruchnius, that's lamal. There's no end to it. There's no end. What's the Yom Tov of Sukkos? The Yom Tov of Sukkos is the Yom Tov where Hashem tells all Klal Yisrael to leave their homes. Because when we leave our homes, says that Baal Benel, we reach the ultimate level of achdus. Because what separates us is not ruchnius. If we were all ruchniusdik, if all of us cared about ruchnius and not gashmius, everybody would be the best of friends. Because there's no competition. Nobody's taking anything from anybody in ruchnius. Okay? So really, where does the sinner come from? From the gashmius. Right? So Mamela Sukkos, the Abishter says, people should be, everybody should leave their home. Says that Barbanel, it should be Kol Yisrael B'Yachad. And that's why the Gemara says, it says, Kol Ezuch B'Yisrael Yeshuv B'Sukkah, says the Gemara, Ru'uyim Kol Yisrael Yeshuv B'Sukkah. Sukkah unites the whole nation. The whole nation is one. Everybody's connected, Sukkahs. That's the reason why Hakel is Sukkahs. Why is Hakel Sukkahs? Because Sukkahs is when we're really connected to each other. When we're all connected, there's no Gashmias. We're all in one Sukkah. We're all in one Sukkah. And that's the reason why Sukkahs is the ultimate Achdus. Now, I'll tell you, Rabbi, if you think about it, again, this hit me like the Yom Tov of Sukkahs, that this hit me, I was mamish flying. Sukkahs is the only Yom Tov we have Dalad Minim. Kam Chazal say, where's the Dalad Minim come from? Each Min represents another segment of Klal Yisrael. Right? The Tzadikim, the Beinim, the Rishon, Bali Midis, no? And everything's tied together. Dafka Sukkahs. You don't have that Pesach. You don't have that Shavuos. There's only one Yom Tov. When we leave our Gashmias, we could mamish all be completely connected. Memele, Dafka by this Yom Tov, the sun is kept out of the Sukkah. Because the sun is Mesameh of Vezorach Hashem Shepo Hashem. The way Ben Ish Chai learns, the sun represents light in one place, not light elsewhere. The sun represents the Gashmias. And the lack of sun, the bitl of the chama, represents the achdus of Klal Yisrael, the unification of Klal Yisrael. Not kishazeh kom zeh neufel. It's all one, we're united. And that's why, what do we dafka keep in the sukkah? The koichovim. Koichovim is a very interesting creation. The koichovim, number one, are only there for the levana. Chazal tell us they were created to enhance the levana. And number two, Mi'irim zeh. The koichovim enlighten each other. They reflect each other's light. And the mele, the koichovim symbolize a non-competitive creation. Just the opposite. It's a ruchnius dikah. And that's why, for the same reason why there's no sun in the sukkah, the stars dafka yeh in the sukkah. That would explain that as well. So I think now we finished at least Shlav Aleph. Now we have to move. We could spend another month on connecting koelos to sukkahs, but I think for now, we're going to go via the Simchas Hashem. Tomorrow we'll start from the next pasuk.
When you can see the sun, then you're also.